Every founder enters the arena with ambition. And that happy win ambition, the intelligence to get there, the desire and willingness to work harder than most, the 2% above the drifters that live their lives like tubes, food in and food out. And yet so many of us find ourselves stuck. We feel overwhelmed, we procrastinate, and we are constantly rebuilding. The obstacle isn't that we're not capable. We don't have the skills, we don't have the knowledge, or we don't have the desire. The issue in pain detraction is that nobody ever taught us the fundamentals of operational leadership. So we confuse the motion with the momentum. We get so busy working, we forget to make money. We confuse the creativity with execution. There's a million great ideas out there, but taking it to market is necessary. And we confuse our effort with results. The truth is simple. Our pain is not here to punish us. Our struggles are not here to punish us. The mistakes, setbacks, and failures are not here to punish us. It's here to teach us. Every breakdown in our business, from churn to misalignment to missed opportunity, is feedback that will point us towards the divine direction and the systems, the behaviors, and the devotion, the discipline, attention, and intention that we must install next. When we learn to interpret that feedback, those lessons, mistakes, setbacks, and failures correctly, when we stop responding to the reaction to the uncertainty and fear of the evidence or the evidence contrary to where we want to be emotionally, we can start to build strategically, knowing that in that feedback is the solution. It's just a lapse of time until it comes into the present, into our awareness. This training, which I will make available for free for everyone, all you got to do is email me, david@dmeltzer.com, and I will send you the training, the exercises, and the guides from today. This training exists to move us all from pain to traction. By mastering the foundational lessons, the dummy tags that every founder eventually learns, encounters, experiences. Some learn the hard way, like I did in 2008, and others learn them early and accelerate early, aggregate resourcing, and compounding exponentially the outcomes they desire or better. Our goal is to learn them together today on purpose and in sequence in order to facilitate, to make easy the turn to what it is that we are looking for, that feedback, the operational leadership to take momentum, to take motion to momentum, to creativity, to execution and effort to results. The first lesson, which will be available to everybody, david@dmeltzer.com. David means beloved, at D, my first initial, Meltzer means servant. david@dmeltzer.com. The first lesson is our foundational truth. We need to know that pain is, struggle isn't our enemy. It's feedback. Nobody appreciates, though, feedback in the present. Nobody appreciates present, even me. People say, can I get some feedback? My immediate reaction is the need to be right, need to be offended, need to be separate, need to be inferior, need to be superior, anxious, angry, guilty, resentful, worried, whatever it is. But there is no appreciation to feedback in the present. So I know it takes a lapse of time to get the foundational truth that feedback is essential because it points us to what we must fix next. When we label pain, knowing that labels are only for shampoo, but when we label pain failures, we avoid the data, the feedback in the present that accelerates our growth, appreciates our outcomes. In business, we raise prices, we lose clients, and assume that it was our offer that was insufficient. Instead of recognizing, recollecting, and reminding that we failed to communicate value to exceed what we're asking for. We didn't communicate the value effectively. The price is arbitrary and capricious. Price is determined either on prospective price, on how comfortable and confident you can communicate the value, or bottom line, what we need to sell it for to make a profit. We don't achieve success by avoiding the pain. We don't achieve success by avoiding the struggle. We succeed and achieve success by shortening the distance of resistance that we create by finding the resolution within the struggle, pains, and setbacks. We achieve it by interpreting struggle correctly. Until we realize that nobody appreciates feedback in the present, until we realize that the solution is always in the pain, it's just a lapse of time between the pain and the resolution, the resolution, we are not interpreting the struggle correctly. So the first step as a foundational truth in taking pain to traction is to reframe the pain as information from the intelligence, from the inspiration, from the energy, not identity. Reframe pain as information, not your identity. We want to share our visions openly so that we feel confident in the feedback that we get, even though we know as a foundational truth that we will not appreciate the feedback in the moment present. But momentum requires the alignment of the vision, the divine direction with devotional behaviors by paying attention to and giving intention to, by doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing in alignment with the momentum of the divine direction of where we want to be or better, and aligning the meaning of the past from what? The feedback, the failures, mistakes, and setbacks must be aligned in order to utilize the energy, the infinite energy, to create momentum. These foundational truths, the value fundamentals, we must cherish over the flashes of genius. Notating, genius I define as an expression of God, allowing the infinite, abundant, unified system to come through us for others. And these flashes, they won't get us there. They'll get us up. They'll get us back up. But they won't get us there. It is the fundamentals, the values that will get us there, the information in the materialization and monetization of the human experience, the personal and professional human experience in which we desire in our divine direction with devotional behaviors. Lesson number one, you must know the foundational truth that pain is not our enemy. It promotes us, protects us, loves, and perfects us with the feedback it gives. And we must notate that we do not appreciate feedback in the present. Once again, you can get these exercises, David, at dmeltzer.com. This training completely free from Napoleon Hill Institute. Lesson number two, clarity before velocity. Speed without clarity creates waste, interference, acceleration in the wrong trajectory or direction. So many of us execute fast towards an unclear trajectory, a detoured directive or direction or objective. It drains the capital, morale, energy, intuition, intelligence, and creativity. It interferes with our potential if we use speed without clarity. So many people launch multiple initiatives with no KPIs, with no divine direction. They don't know what they want personally, experientially, giving and receiving wise. And then they wonder why the revenue doesn't change and nothing improves. And they create more interference by trying to improve it with force, not with power. Clarity, alignment, understanding what we're doing to interfere with it is a force multiplier that creates the power of intention in the divine direction. It turns our average effort, if consistent and devotional, into compounding results. 2 minutes of clarity a day in alignment with the intentions that we have equals 2 hours on a Saturday. We must be clear in order to utilize the velocity. We must define measurable behaviors, non-negotiable behaviors, quantifiable behaviors that drive outcomes, a minimum amount of time on our sleep, a minimum amount of time on our health, a minimum amount of time with our family, each and every day, a minimum amount of time on our faith, each and every day, a minimum amount of time on our financial situation, our businesses, each and every day, a minimum amount of time studying time so we utilize it in a productive, accessible, and gracious way, a minimum amount of time on the meaning of the time. How and for the sake of what are we in this activity that's planned, unplanned, paid for, unpaid for, or for our health, family, or faith? We must align the clarity of the accountability so that we, before putting in the effort, are responsible, attracting, and participating in a procession in perception aligned with where we want to be or better. Align accountability before assigning the effort. When we have clarity, we have harmony. We know what we want, who we can help, who could help us, and how best to get it done according to the circumstances of the day, or not according to the non-negotiable behavior of the exponentiality of the compounding results, the force multiplier of clarity of what are we doing today with sleep, health, family, faith, finance, the study of time, and the study of relativity or meaning. We must have this clarity, alignment of where and what trajectory we want to go and the meaning of the past so that we don't have interference, unclear targets, draining capital, morale, and creativity in the way, and we are capable of shortening that distance of resistance that we create with force, and we use a force multiplier called power of clarity. Clarity before velocity. If you'd like this exercise and the guide, david@dmeltzer.com. I'll send you the whole training with these exercises. Lesson number three, the feedback loop, which we don't appreciate in the present, the feedback loop of problems is lesson number three. Problems, struggles, and pain, they will not disappear, dissolve, or dissipate when they're ignored. This is not surrendering to ignore the problem, the struggle, the pain. It is surrendering when we figure out what we're doing to interfere with it, to shorten the distance, the lapse of time between the problem, the struggle, and the pain, and the solution that exists in it to become a resolution, a resolution. Problems like bad behaviors and good behaviors, they compound quietly until they become essential, until they exponential. Our awareness to them is too late. Just like when we're pursuing our potential with good behaviors, there's no evidence and the evidence is contrary to where we want to be for most of the time until we get there, because things happen very slowly. Then all of a sudden, because they accelerate, aggregate, and compound, so do problems, so do struggles, so does pain and bad behaviors. They compound quietly until they become exponential. We must celebrate the acquisition growth while ignoring the churn, only to realize our growth was a mirage of no evidence and evidence contrary to where we want to be. We must celebrate the behaviors, non-negotiable, negotiable, planned, unplanned, paid for, scheduled, non-time, whatever it may be, but we must celebrate the acquisition growth and ignore the feedback loop, the chain, by giving and paying attention to, in a devotional, disciplined manner, in divine direction. The difference between discipline and devotion: discipline is doing something consistently. Devotional is doing something consistently aligned with where you want to be or better and aligning the meaning of the past. In a devotional attention and intention of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing, every problem becomes traction when we surfaced the feedback early and not utilize avoidance that will create more chaos. It is the feedback loop, the lapse of time between the problems and the solutions, that will allow us to gain the traction and allow it to surface early. We must maintain issues lists, interference lists. We must diagnose all the time What are we doing to interfere with our divine direction? What are the root causes instead of treating symptoms? Adjusting to a short-term evidence that may not be there or contrary to where you want to be. The universe loves simple, but the simple things to do are simple not to do. So we need to double down and simplify wherever possible so the problems do dissipate, do disappear, and the solutions appear in an awareness to help facilitate where we want to be or better. Lesson number three, the feedback loop of problems. Don't ignore them. Lesson number four. Once again, all these exercises, the guys within the context of the training, available for free, david@demeltzer.com. Lesson number four, the execution discipline, the devotion. Creativity generates millions of ideas. Consistency, devotional behavior in a consistent, persistent pursuit of our potential turns these ideas, millions of them, into results. Many of us operate too much like artists, not like operators. We operate in the infinite, which only is relevant to infinite things like kindness and love and joy. When we give more love, we'll receive more love. When you give more money, you don't receive more money. When you give more time, you don't receive more time. So we must operate in the human experience like operators, not like artists. When we produce brilliant product ideas, but without having the devotion to put discipline, attention, and intention into a cadence of non-negotiable, negotiable behavior prioritized by the circumstances of the day or ignoring the circumstances of the day, there's no adoption and no sales lift. There's no exponentiality unless we apply our why to a weekly devotional, monthly devotional, yearly devotional, daily hour or minute devotion of alignment with where we want to be or better in the meaning of the past. It is the execution that compounds, not the ideas. Creativity without devotion, without the discipline of attention and intention, decays. It does not coincide. It interferes. It does not create the coincidences, the coinciding of the universe with your intention. We must establish non-negotiable behaviors that will create a hypnotic rhythm of success. This hypnotic rhythm is the rhythm of the universe, the frequency of the universe, the vibration that elevates our awareness to make things simple and easy, not dis-easy, by identifying what creates the dis-ease in the easy. Structure our meetings, structure our time to serve our decisions, not storytelling. Structure things by time to give them the disciplined attention and intention, the devotion in the divine direction, and align the meaning of the past with clarity, balance, and focus that create harmony, not balance. Work in cycles rather than endless goals. Work through the enjoyment of the things that you don't like or love about what you don't like or love or what you love, allowing us to execute on these brilliant ideas that come through us. The genius, the expression of God that we have every single day, allow it to monetize, to materialize, operate like an operator in the human experience where there is a quantitative result of time and money. You can measure how much time am I interfering with where I want to be and see the improvement, the progress, the perfection pursuit that you have. Or you can say, how many assets do I have today? More than I had before? And do they exceed my expenses? This is the execution discipline that we're looking for. Lesson number four, available to everyone along with the full training, david@demeltzer.com. Lesson number five, we have levers of leadership. And these levers allow us to what? Create exponentiality. As we scale in our divine direction, our interference, our dis-ease, our weaknesses become visible. We become aware of it because our elevation of our frequency, our vibration, and we can only be aware of that which vibrates equal to or less than us. The earth vibrating the slowest, then plants, animals, humans, then sound, and then light, and then thought, knowing the thought that vibrates the fastest is the truth. And the more aware we are of the truth, the more we're in ease, not dis-ease, and the easier and simpler things become, because we become and have the capability that the dis-ease becomes visible to everyone around us long before any of the outcomes we desire become available to us. So when there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to where we want to be, we not only are still seeking the fake, we are still seeking the faith, but also the wisdom. It is the wisdom and the faith that shorten that distance of resistance of the weaknesses that interfere with the levers of leadership. So many of us aren't accountable. We don't ask ourselves, what did I do to be responsible? What did I do to participate in this perception? What did I do to attract this to myself? We blame others. We live in shame and justification, creating more and more dis-ease, more and more chaos, unaware that we're waiting for prioritization, clarity, balance, and focus, and harmony. Not charisma, harmony. Leadership isn't inspiration. Inspiration gets us where we want to be. Leadership is alignment, clarity, and follow through. It's execution. It levers our intention. These are the levers of leadership. We need to treat our devotion, our divine discipline of attention and intention as a daily decision, not a personality trait or characteristic or charisma. We must train follow through. Execution as a cultural expectation, because people today don't work for corporations. They work for cultures. They work for values. They work for emotion, the energy of emotion. We can actually delegate the clarity before delegating tasks by creating values, practices, and an execution model that's clear and simple and defined in the divine direction of where we want to be or better. We can lever the leadership that we have. Lesson number 5, these are the levers of leadership. Available to everyone, this training and exercises, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number 6, the foundation of sustainable success. Lesson number 6, the foundation of sustainability of success. We don't stumble into operational maturity. We earn it by fixing what breaks in the order it breaks. I'm going to repeat that. We don't stumble into operational maturity. We earn it by fixing the dis-ease in the order that the dis-ease breaks. Every founder who achieves real traction, real progress, can point to the moment they stop relying on ideas and started relying on devotion of those ideas, the disciplined attention and intention in alignment with the divine direction and the meaning of the past aligned with it as well. They can see that moment and the bridge that was created, which is simple as well. Pain, struggles, setbacks into devotion, the discipline of attention, intention, and then the momentum. Pain, discipline, and momentum is the bridge that will get you to the sustainable success with the non-negotiable, negotiable behaviors. We need to choose the lessons that we've been talking about, but not implementing. The biggest pain that I have as a coach, teacher, and mentor is I can't do it for people, and I want it more for people than they want it for themselves. And they're great at talking, but terrible at walking. They don't make the commitments, the daily practices of what they want, who they can help, who can help them, and how to get it done. They don't measure quantitatively the progress of how much time am I spending interfering with it and how many assets do I have, and those assets, are they greater than my expenses? And they don't measure the project through and relative to the behaviors of, is this in alignment with where I want to be or better, or is this behavior interfering with it? Instead, they try to measure something that's immeasurable, which is feelings. You can't change feelings with logic, analytics, or momentum. You do it through actions, devotional behaviors that are aligned with where you want to be or better. And you stay disciplined and devotional in those, regardless of the evidence, regardless of evidence that's not there or contrary to where you want to be. We must have a foundation of sustainable success to take our pain, struggle, setbacks, utilizing devotional discipline, attention, and intention to create the momentum that accelerates, aggregates, and compounds exponentially. If you want any of this training, guides, exercises, email me. I'll send it to you, david@dmeltzer.com. Remember the lesson number one, the foundational truth. Two, the harmony that's created by clarity before velocity. Understanding the feedback loop of those problems. Understanding how we execute with devotion, discipline, attention, and intention. The levers of leadership, which creates the foundation of sustainable success. We don't scale through inspiration alone. We scale through alignment, clarity, and devotion, discipline of intention and intention to execute on it. There is no single breakthrough idea that suddenly makes everything simple. The real breakthrough happens when we choose fundamentals over complexity. We choose follow-through over novelty. And we choose shared harmony, clarity over individual heroics. Every lesson in this training, which is available to everyone, david@dmeltzer.com, David, beloved, at D, first initial, Meltzer, servant, david@dmeltzer.com. Every lesson in this training represents something that will eventually break in our personal and professional lives. We don't rise by avoiding these breaks. We rise by addressing them in the order they appear. That is how pain, setbacks, and struggles become devotion. The discipline of paying attention, giving intention to what we do, say, think, and feel, and believe, in alignment with the divine direction and the alignment of the meaning of the past, the failure, setbacks, and mistakes that will become your momentum. Traction progress doesn't come from doing everything, getting so busy working that you forget to make money. It comes from doing the right thing, the right few things, and enjoying them consistently, every day, persistently, without quit, in the pursuit of your potential, not the potential of other people, not what's missing, not what you don't have, not what social media wants for you, but what you want for you, your divine direction. And the moment we commit that truth, our personal and professional lives, our leadership in our professional and professional lives, and our peace in our personal and professional lives accelerate, aggregate, and compound together in a divine direction to get us to where we want to be or better. This has been the From Pain to Traction training with the Napoleon Hill Institute. Please get the training guide, exercise, get invited, get informed. David@dmeltzer.com. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.